From the Southeast Asian capital city of the Philippines, Manila, I bid you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it may be, wherever you are around the world. I'm Art Bell for George Norrie, and it's the end of the year, so it means a lot of things. We're going to do a couple of days of prediction shows, and I'm going to sort of do a preamble to that, but first, I want to note something very worrisome. Rush Limbaugh. Rush, who is my co-worker, was in Hawaii on vacation. And according to a Honolulu television station, paramedics apparently have rushed to the hospital in Hawaii near the resort where he was staying. I guess he had chest pains. This is according to KITV, and we're waiting for any further details, of course. The station, citing unnamed sources, so always be careful about a story like this, said 58-year-old Limbaugh was taken to Queens Medical Center in, I'm quoting here, serious condition. So, Rush, what can I say, buddy? God, 58. Pretty young for that. Of course, as you know, he had a lot of extra weight and trimmed a lot of that away and sort of changed his lifestyle. Unlike me, for the most part, changed his lifestyle, and you just wouldn't expect this at 58. Very vibrant, but a very hard worker too. So, take care of Rush, and if there are any additional details, I'm going to watch the news, but I'd appreciate any updates by Fast Blast, which I will then check out before airing. All right. Very somber note to begin this kind of a program with. Very somber note. As you know, Rush and I work for the same company and have for years and years and years and years. Take care, buddy. I hope you're okay. Now, every year, at the very end of the year and just before the new year begins, we do something called predictions from all of you. Predictions of what will occur in the year 2010. 2010. You know, I never thought I'd get to see the year 2010. Never thought I'd get to see the year 20. 2000, really. By the way, all the ABs are very well indeed. And we've got a Christmas picture of Miss Asia on the website. If you click on it and follow along, click on the second one, it gets bigger. So you can see a pretty good picture of Asia. She's turning into quite the young lady, I'll tell you. And the last piece of personal news is my antenna project is still passing through the bureaucratic nightmare that we have here, but it's going to get done. I have some confidence anyway. All right, here's how it works. This last year was really something, wasn't it? By the way, volcano update. We have a volcano here, the Mayan volcano, and it has sort of started to get a little quieter. Not as many earthquakes, not as much lava, but that worries them. Because it means, according to the scientists, that the lava is now building up in Mayan, and you know, as opposed to being ejected through the most perfect volcano hole in the world. That's what it's famous for, by the way. Very perfect cone. And they're afraid it's getting plugged up now, and that's what, of course, causes an explosion. You know, it's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like shaking up a Coke bottle or something. Anyway, so we're watching the Mayan volcano very carefully. No worries here. We're in Manila about 300 miles. Volcano's about 300 miles south of us. All right. So, predictions. Let me give you the rules. There are some simple rules, but they are very, very important. You must follow them or you will become ejected. Now, I'm going to do open lines. That means no screeners. No screeners, unless I run up against real serious trouble, and then I'll bring in a screener. But I'm not going to do it. We're going to have open lines, And what that means is you dial the numbers that, you know, will appear on your radio shortly and just let it ring and let it ring and let it ring and let it ring. That way you are not charged for being on hold and waiting if you're calling one of the pay lines. That's first most important to understand. But here come the rules. Most importantly, these are psychic predictions. Not, by the way, professional psychics, although they're not barred from calling. I will not have a professional psychic guest. But if they want to call and declare themselves a professional psychic, I'll put a little P by their prediction. And then we'll see if they do any better than any of the rest of you. Because I think everybody's kind of psychic, frankly. And so this is your opportunity to dig deep into your psychic center. Really try and envision what's going to happen in 2010. Now listen to me very carefully. I don't want any predictions based on your political hopes, hates, wishes, desires, whatever. None of that. And if I detect it, I will eliminate the prediction and go on to the next person. Only one prediction per caller. Only one caller per two shows tonight and tomorrow. These are all very important rules. Not many of them, but very important. Again, the most important, I think, is that it really be from your psychic center. I mean, take a minute. We've got some commercials to do and all the rest of it. And think really hard about what you think might happen in 2010. All right? And then we'll have a better year. You know, I'll read some of last year. In fact, I'll do that in a minute. Read some of last year's predictions and we'll rate them as we go. If I get it wrong, let me know. You can fast blast me, but I'm not taking any predictions by fast blast. I'm not taking any predictions by email, only the ones that you hear on the air. So if you get it right, you really get it right. Everybody knows. And during the year, there's people who keep these lists, including me. They are stored in the Bell family vault during the year. And then we look at them, next year, same time, and rate them, which we'll be doing during the course of this program. No predictions of political assassination. Now, I shouldn't have to tell you that, but I will tell you, as I do every year, that if somebody makes, some little old lady in Missouri makes a political assassination prediction, that without any doubt and absolutely for sure, the Secret Service will come and knock on my door. And I'll tell you, it's happened so many years in the past that, you know, here I am in the Philippines, in Manila. They would come to the Philippines and they would knock on my door and they would be pretty upset having to come all the way to the other side of the world to knock on my door. So I will, you know, I have a 7-second save your butt button here and I press it and so it'll never get on the air. But don't even try it. And then I'm going to number. As you give me a prediction, I will assign it a number. So that we can remember it and remember you. Okay? No email predictions, no fast blast, only here, only during open lines. And I'll repeat these rules every now and then, but that's sort of the basic idea. In a moment, we'll review some predictions made last year for this year. I don't know what kind of year it's going to be. It's probably not very good because we were in the middle of such a deep financial crisis last year. When we did this, that I think it affected people's predictive ability. They were very worried about it all. We'll take a break and be right back. Again, my best wishes and hopes for healing for Rush Limbaugh in the hospital in Hawaii. There is, the recent news. Of course, I get to come to you sort of after a lot of news has happened. Volcanoes here and, I don't know, people trying to blow up air. Oh, yeah. We had the guy with the shoe, right? Trying to blow up the airplane. Now the guy, they ought to call him the Fancy Pants Bomber. Fancy Pants Bomber. Now there's been an attack in Yemen, by the way. The Yemenis are trying to clear out al-Qaeda. Good luck. All right, looking at some of the predictions you made last year for this year. Let's see how you did. Number one was aliens land in Memphis. I didn't notice that occurred. Did any of you? So we're going to call that that's bonk. See, that's the kind of thing that, I mean, fine. If you really, really, really think aliens are going to land in Memphis, Tennessee, then fine. But, you know, if you make that kind of prediction, you know, it's probably going to be a bonk. Number two, nuclear device detonates in the U.S. We've had that prediction every year. That's a big bonk. Three, new monarch on the English throne. No. Bonk. Number four. Let's see. Something about a representative from Congress would be hypnotized and report a UFO sighting. And I think that's a bonk, but if that happens, somebody let me know. Remember, you can go to the website and fast blast me. Number five, a major earthquake in a West Coast city. Now, you would think that that would have been a ding because there almost always is some kind of major earthquake, but I'm bonking it because there really wasn't. Number six, U.S. and Canada become more socialist. Yeah, I'll give that a ding. That's the first ding, number six. U.S. and Canada become more socialist. And I'll do that without comment. Economy, number seven. Economy flounders slash depression. Well, yeah, I guess I would have to ding that. It certainly floundered. I don't know about a depression, although it was close. Number eight, if you're unemployed, certainly it was a pretty depressive. Number eight, harsh winter, food shortages. Well, that's a tentative bonk, I think. The winter was about average, I guess, and I don't think there were any food shortages that I'm major ones that I'm aware of. Number nine, nuclear device goes off in the Saudi oil fields. That would have been a big one, and that's thankfully a bonk. That's number nine. Number 10, Obama honeymoon over by October. Okay, I'm going to give that a ding because the approval numbers for Obama certainly by October were plunging. So I think that's a tentative ding. Number 11, proof that Bigfoot exists, bonk. Bonkity bonk. Number 12, Coast Listeners form Insomniacs Club. Well, Coast Listeners are an Insomniacs Club, but, you know, that's a bonk because I know of no club formation. Number 13, the year of the homicide. I actually took the time to check on this, and that's a big bonk because homicides actually went down in the United States. In fact, I should tell you a little story. I'll hold it. No, I won't. I'll tell it now. Let's see. We were watching a movie last night here about some pedophile. You know, it was a typical story, like so many movies about a pedophile in some part of the U.S., and a little girl, and it was a very sad story. And we started talking about that kind of crime, and then crime in general here, where I am, for example, in the Philippines, versus the United States. And so I went to Google, and I started looking, trying anyway, to look this stuff up. First, pedophilia, because it doesn't really go on here. I'm not saying there isn't any, but it doesn't really, as a general rule, go on here. There has been a lot of human trafficking and that kind of thing. But in terms of, can I call it personal pedophilia or that sort of thing, it really doesn't go on here. And then I started looking at general crime statistics. And I think there's a very, you know, there's a big impression out there that the Philippines is crime-riddled. Well, it's not. It's really not. The crime stats here are extremely low. Now, there are other areas where I don't know that you'd want to say this country excels, but graft and bribery and that kind of thing, there's a ton of it here. But in terms of crimes, crimes against property, crimes against people, crimes, murder, robbery, those sorts of crimes, very much lower than the United States. Not as low, for example, as Japan, but not far away. You can look it up on the web. And I was pretty shocked. I too thought there was, now, of course, there are terrorists here. And if you go down to the southern part of the Philippines, you could lose your head or something. Down to Mindanao, there's been quite a bit of trouble. We had the Apatuan slaughter down in Mindanao, that kind of thing. But as a general rule, crime, you know, breaking into homes, stealing cars, that sort of thing, very much lower here for some reason, whatever reason. I guess it's, I don't know what it is, frankly. It's worth pondering. All right, we're going to start taking predictions. That's what I got down to number 13. Number 14, commercial real estate folds. That's a kind of a ding. It didn't die as badly as some people thought. Number 15, 15% inflation by the third to fourth quarter. Bonk. No way. Not even close. All right. Once again, it's going to be open lines. You know the numbers. If you don't, you should. Well, let me give them to you. We haven't given them out yet. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time caller line, we've got a bunch of those, or one of those, rather, 1-818-501-4721. Wild card lines, we do have a bunch of those. Area code 818-501-4109. The international line from anywhere in the world. Contact the AT&T operator and tell her you want to call 800-893-0903. And again, I will assign a number to each prediction. So who will get the honor of making prediction number one for the year 2010? Somebody on the wild card line. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to talk to you, Mr. Bell. I'm calling from Salem, Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
My name is Tom. Yep.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you're going to get the honor of making the first prediction for the next year.
Thank you. Here's my prediction. Israel will attack Iraq's nuclear weapons facilities in a nighttime blitzkrieg in the month of December. This will cause a worldwide panic in the financial markets, thus moving gold to over $2,000 an ounce.
Really? You don't sell gold, do you?
Nope. I don't have anything to do with it. I wish I had some money to put in it, but I don't, Art.
All right. Israel attacks Iraq. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
From where did you get this prediction?
I just had a thought or a dream about it, and
okay.
I saw planes hitting something in Iraq.
And that's fair.
So I just assumed it was Israel, and that they got set up with those facilities being completed and threatened by that country.
Do you think that Israel will ask the U.S. The United States permission to attack? In other words, notify us first, or at least ask something?
No, this will be completely something they're not going to talk to anyone about. Huh. It's going to be silent.
Do you think that would lead to a wider war?
I don't think it will lead to a wider war. I don't see that happening. It being a wider war in the world, wider war in the world. But I do see it affecting, like I said in the last part, that the financial markets. In an adverse way. It'll be like a sting type effect. Like, it'll be just for a little while. The financial markets are going to go crazy, and then it will settle back down again.
Hmm.
That's my thought.
And then, how do you think Iran would respond to such an attack?
Iran will do a bunch of saber rattling and saying a bunch of threatening stuff. You know, their normal thing. They already do that, I think, in the world, and the world knows that, and that will continue. And but they won't go any further with that. But they're sure going to make it sound like they're going to do this and that and other thing. But they're going to be quieter because of pressure, actually, I think, from Russia on that deal. And through the back door of Russia.
There's also sort of a general knowledge about how many nuclear devices Israel has buried in the desert. So.
Right. But I think that on the answer to that question about them saber rattling and why they're not going to do anything too major is that Russia's going to talk to them quietly behind closed doors and say, you're not going to do this. I think that's where that'll end up with them, and they'll back off.
Well, I would hope so. I think you could easily be right. I know they're on the verge of it. All right. All right, Tom, you made prediction number one, buddy. Thank you very, very much. And we will accelerate with the prediction taking and reading as the program continues. Again, I want these to be from your psychic center, so dig deep, everybody. From Manila in the Philippines, I'm Art Bell. Here I am. We're doing predictions for 2010. This is the annual prediction show, one of two, actually. And for those who tuned in late, very quickly, I'm going to go through this very quickly. The rules are, this is the most important, that it come from your psychic center, that it not be a political hope, hate, wish, whatever. An honest psychic prediction. That way we have the best opportunity to have a good year, right? Only one prediction per caller, only one caller for the 2 days of this show. No predictions of political assassination. Not only will I zap it out, but, you know, I'll zap you out too. Predictions only taken on the air. No predictions on Fast Blast, no predictions on email. Only ones taken here on the air and numbered, and it'll be done in an open line fashion. In other words, no screener, so be nice. Predictions continue in a moment. All right, just a very quick update. Rush apparently is resting comfortably now. That's good news, and appreciates your prayers and good wishes. Rush was admitted to a hospital in Hawaii, where he was on vacation with chest pains, but apparently he's resting comfortably, so that is potentially good news. All right, let's get this thing really underway. We've got the first prediction. Let's do the next one. On the first-time caller line, you're on the air. Cheerio.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Motor City.
Detroit.
Yes, and oh, my God, for the last 6 years, I've been trying to get through, and tonight is my night. I'm celebrating. I admire you and love you as a host.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Definitely, but I have a very shaky prediction to make for this year. I am a prophetess, and I do receive messages from the Lord. Sometimes it's basic instinct. Sometimes it's of spiritual nature. In the city of New York, there will be a terrorist move on the subway unit.
Let's see. Subway. Okay.
Yes, the subways of New York need to be heavily guarded. A terrorist incident is going to occur. I see the month of March as being a strong possibility with the Easter holiday coming in. This is going to happen.
I think there's no doubt terrorism is going to be on the rise, and it's going to probably, you know, if I were to make a prediction, I'm not going to, but I think it's going to sort of escalate, but then de-escalate from the big 911 kind of attack.
Yes. Yes,
down to smaller, the kind of thing you're talking about, subway attacks, maybe individual aircraft, that kind of thing. Yes?
That's right. Remember in Japan in the early 90s when this terrorist, man, I cannot remember his name, made a move on the Tokyo subway.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
be
typical to the same thing, and I would urge the United States and Homeland Security to tighten up those forces because it's going to be planned. If it's not, you know, protected and guarded heavily, it's going to take a strong toll of human casualties.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the prediction, and it is number two. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Well, there you have it. Attack on the subway in New York City. Yeah, it'll probably move in that direction, I think. And we're going to have to continue this war on terror, and we're going to have to. So what the president's doing, for example, in Afghanistan, I think is what has to be done, and probably what should have been done a long time ago. I've always wondered why we went after Iraq when Afghanistan was hiding most of the really bad guys, and it looks like other countries now as well. So the delay in really going after them, I think, allowed them to sort of regather, even though they're weakened by a lot of what we did, they're regathering and spreading out to other countries. And if we don't stop it, they will eventually stop us. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello there.
All right, how are you? Happy New Year.
Very same to you, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Los Gatos, California. My name's Brian.
Okay, Brian, you have the honor of prediction number three.
Terrific. Well, listen, I'm not prone to vision. You know, I'm not a psychic or anything. But about 5 years ago, I had a vision that where I actually was awake and my eyes were closed, and I saw a city. I was flying in this vision. I saw like a flicker of light in my eyes, and then I looked at the light, and I saw like a city underneath it, and it was like shaped. All the streets were shaped like a bicycle wheel. And I looked up, and there were 7 to 10 skyscrapers up the front. And I saw like a square-shaped building, looked like a picture frame. And then I saw a bomb go off, like a hydrogen bomb. And I've been following it on the internet. I've been using Google Earth for like the last 5 years, and I've watched the skyline in Paris form this exact picture. And this year, I looked at it earlier this year, a couple of months ago, and I saw that the skyscrapers that I saw in this vision are there now. And there was an atomic bomb went off in Paris. And I not only saw it three times. I had the same vision three times, but from different perspectives.
Well, let me just point out to you, did you then see your own death?
No, I just was like, I was like watching.
Because if you were close enough in an airplane to see a hydrogen bomb go off in Paris, your plane would be, you know, disintegrated.
Yeah, I was actually flying in the vision.
I understand.
Yeah.
At least until the shockwave.
Yeah, you know, I was like not flying in an airplane. I was just like flying over the ground.
Oh, I see. You were flying sort of out of body.
Yeah, it was like an out of body experience.
Okay, well, you might survive then. Who knows? All right. It's prediction number three. A nuclear attack on Paris. And I'm not wild about the French either, but I certainly never wish that on them. Okay, let's go to west of the Rockies. You are on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
That would be me.
This is Gareth Brown from Aliso Viejo in California.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is that the United States is going to have a different form of currency.
In other new words, money. Yeah, new money.
Barter system. They will still use cash to people who are in the upper echelon, but I believe that there will be more of a barter system for the people in the lower echelon. That is.
Mm-hmm. So that's sort of economic doomsday.
I believe it's not a doomsday.
Well, I mean, that's pretty close. I mean, look, if it descends all the way to the barter system, and I'm not saying that couldn't happen, but that would be pretty near economic doomsday.
It will be equality for the people who can't have cash.
Okay. All right. I've got it. Prediction number four. And I maintain what I just said. If it descended to the barter system, that would be virtually economic doomsday. I suppose there's a lot to worry about with the dollar. There are countries now that are considering the possibility of no longer using the dollar as the main sort of world currency. And, of course, we've got so many dollars printed up that one has to worry about inflation somewhere down the line. They've somehow kept a cap on it thus far, and to me, that's absolutely amazing. Okay, let's go. And I believe this would be east of the Rockies. You are on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I was just doing the prediction thing.
You bet. Number five is what it'll be.
Okay.
Where are you? I need to ask.
North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, North Carolina. Okay, my birthday. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking NSPD will be initiated.
Right.
NSPD 51.
I have no idea what that is.
A National Security Presidential Directive 51. It's a.
Would you turn your radio off, please? Everybody,
sure.
Do that as soon as you connect. I mean, it's like the first thing you have to do is turn your radio off, right? Hear an echo. So if NSPD 51 was initiated, what would happen?
I think it's just it's nicknamed Dictator Directives. and it's a kind of a Bush got it put through in 2007, and it's in case of an emergency, natural or man-made, president can take over without going through Congress. And initiate whatever martial law, whatever executive orders.
Yeah, that sounds a little like sort of a political. I mean, that's true.
We can't get political. That's right.
No, I didn't say you couldn't get political, but it sounds like.
I'm against it or for it. I'm just, putting it out there. But I understand that.
This came to you as a psychic prediction, as opposed to something.
No, it didn't. I'm not a psychic.
I'm erasing it.
Okay. Well,
political.
If I can think of something else, I'll call back and I'll let you know.
No, you've already blown your call. I mean, that's it. So have a good year, sir, and take care. That would have been number five, but I'm X-ing it out because that's sort of a political commentary more than it is a psychic prediction. So there you go. See, that's how you can lose. That's how you can lose. I'm not allowing that kind of prediction. Let's go to a wild card line and say top of the morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
And your first name?
My name's George.
Okay. And your prediction will be number six?
My prediction is that one of the top stories of 2010 will be a black American male is going to receive a double hand transplant, and the donor is going to be a white male.
And how did this prediction come to you?
It just came in my head when I was thinking about the future, what's going to happen next year, and what's going to be the big stories.
Hand transplant, double hand transplant.
And he's going to become sort of like a celebrity, I guess, because of that.
Yeah, I guess there would be some celebrity attached to that. All right, thank you very much. A weird one. Double hand transplant. Interracial at that. Strange. Okay, first time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm calling about prediction.
Yes, well, that's what we're here for. So your prediction, if you make it, will be number six.
I drew a card, and I think that the autistic people will, something will happen where they'll be able to wake up or interact more with us.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting prediction, a very interesting prediction. So in other words, they discover some kind of cause, perhaps, and then cure for autism, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the energy. I'm feeling like energy, like they'll just, there's something will happen where the stress.
I've got it. All right, thank you very much. That's number six. And that would be wonderful. As you know, there is a virtual epidemic of autism, and nobody really knows what it is. There are a lot of people who think it's immunizations. Of course, doctors say that's nonsense. But, it was interesting as Asia began to get her immunizations, just to play it safe, instead of letting them, load her up as they tend to do with two or three at a time, I said, what's the harm in spreading it out? So that's, as a parent, we discussed it. I discussed it with a doctor, and we sort of spread them out a little bit more. And she's through just about all of her immunizations now. She's now at 2.5 years old. And by the way, once again, there is a picture taken at Christmas of Asia on the website, and you can click on it and then click again, and it gets bigger. So take a look. That's now Asia at 2.5 years of age. If there would be help for autism, that would indeed be a wonderful thing. I believe this would be the international line. You're on the air.
Hey, Art. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Where are you?
I'm in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oopie dookie.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Oh, of course I have. Sure.
Oh, great, great. It's up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, my prediction for this year is we're going to have one of the coldest winters on record.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
How's it doing so far?
Oh, it's been cold up here.
How cold?
Oh, in the Celsius range, it's been about minus 30, minus 40, quite a bit. Yeah, it's been cold.
Well, outside right now, it's about 79, 80 degrees here.
Oh, wow. I wish.
Just thought I'd rub it in a little bit.
Well, all right, I mean, so that warms the bones anyways.
Yeah. Your prediction is number 7, one of the coldest winters on record. That certainly would dim the view of the global warming folks, eh?
It sure would. You know, they say El Nino this year. I don't know if I believe them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure had the year of the typhoon over here where I am.
Yeah, so, it's been a scary year for you guys.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a very strange year over here. Okay, thank you very much. By the way, we went through martial law. I don't know if you followed it in the news or not, but we had martial law imposed, not here in Manila, but down on Mindanao during the Apatuan massacre, the alleged killing of a lot of people. It was 57 they finally settled on. It was kind of a, it wasn't an Al-Qaeda deal at all. It was a political family feud, and so the president here imposed martial law down there for, it only went on for, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks, something like that, but it was weird. I mean, you know, I was here in the Philippines last time there was martial law. I was here when Marcos was here a very long time ago, and so this would be the second time I was in country during martial law, and you didn't notice any change here in Manila, of course, but down there it was pretty rough. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Art.
Yes.
Yeah. Last spring I had a vision, and I've never had anything like this happen to me before. This is Andy from Elkhart, Illinois.
Yes, Andy.
Anyway, I went to lay down and take a nap, and all of a sudden it was like a video turned on. Mm-hmm. And I just pictured this, my son-in-law running into the bedroom saying, Dad, get up, you need to see this. And I walk out, you know, go running to the front door. And the ground is just opening up, and geysers of dirt and debris shooting out of the ground, and the sky is just bright orange, and clouds are just flying by. And it was, I thought maybe it was that spring, but because my grandson looked to be about the age he is now.
Okay, and so I believe what was happening?
This spring. Just massive earthquakes and... Okay. Just the sky was bright orange, and it was just you know, something massive going on. And then about three nights later, my wife and I both had the identical dream that we were in town, and a particular hospital that we both used to work at was collapsing. And I think they're tied together. But, you know, we both had the identical same dream.
That's weird. All right. Well, listen, I've got it down. It's prediction number 8, massive earthquakes. I've kind of always had that fear myself. I don't know. Anybody else sort of down with that? I mean, the ground opening up. I've always had a fear of like a giant crack in the ground opening up and then just falling down. I don't know. I don't like that one. That's been one of my basic... Everybody has a few basic fears, and that's one of mine. The ground sort of cracking open and then me falling into a big hole. All right, predictions for the year 2010. That's what we're up to. From the other side of the world, from the majority of you, Manila in the Philippines, I am Art Bell.